On Ash Wednesday of last week, we entered into Lent, the primary penitential season in the church's liturgical year. It's a time that reflects upon the 40 days that Jesus spent in the desert, fasting and praying. Many of you were at Mass last Wednesday and received ashes on your forehead. It's a very solemn time for Catholics, many non-Catholics, and even for some non-Christians. As you received the ashes on your forehead, you heard the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return," or "Repent and believe in the gospel." Ash Wednesday is a stark reminder of our humanity, the shortness of our life, and the need to get right with God. Psalm 90 reminds us how quickly our life passes. "For all our days have declined in thy fury. We have finished our years like a sigh. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80. But their time, their pride, is but labor and sorrow. Soon it is gone, and we fly away." The ancient Greek philosopher Socrates is credited with saying, "The unexamined life is not worth living." Now, you may very well think that that is an extreme statement, but the Church in her wisdom gives us the season of Lent and invites us to examine our lives, to pray, to fast, and to give alms. In our gospel today, Mark relates how the Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert for 40 days, where he was tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, meaning that he was truly out in the roughest wilderness possible. We are told that the angels ministered to him. Jesus then went to Galilee, and the scriptures tell us, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." The gospel today has only a few sentences, but a lot of rich meaning is packed into them. Let's look at just some of the richness. First, the time of fulfillment. The Greek word used for time there connotes a decisive moment in history, an appointed time or a fixed season. God's appointed time has come. Through the messianic preparation of Jesus, baptism by John, and testing in the wilderness, the opportune time for the good news has finally arrived. Second, Jesus announces the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God draws near in the coming of the incarnate word. Our Lord announces it here. It is the messianic kingdom present in the person of Jesus, the Messiah. This kingdom remains in our midst today in the Holy Eucharist. Then, following the powerful announcement of the kingdom, Jesus exhorts his followers, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Here we have the command, "Repent," placed within a proclamation context, a proclamation of the gospel. The word "repent," metanoia in the Greek, most likely carries the Old Testament prophetic meaning to go back, to return. It connotes the prophetic call to turn to Yahweh with all one's being. Much more is at stake than the literal changing of one's mind, regret, or sorrow. Literally, this means to do an about-face in military terms, to turn around, to face in an entirely new direction. Thus, Jesus called his followers to turn from their wayward ways in total surrender to God, and finally, to believe. The word "believe" in this context is not just a simple intellectual conviction, but connotes trust and personal commitment. The noun form of this word is used in all the miracle stories of Mark. Perhaps one of the most amazing things about our Lord is that he is the God of the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth chance, and etc. He never gives up on us. We are told today that this is the time of fulfillment. So as we go through Lent, two things should characterize our lives. First, repentance. We should ask the Holy Spirit to help us to turn away from any self-centered habits that we have. God loves us with an everlasting love and gently calls us to change our ways. Not only that, but he gives us the perfect way to repent through the sacrament of reconciliation. Jesus, in his love, gave us the sacrament of penance because he knew us better than we know ourselves, and he knew that we would need it. It's important to note that the same devil that tempted Jesus is still in business today. We certainly do not live in a desert, but we do live in a materialistic and relativistic culture that is hostile, very hostile to Christian values. Lent helps us to leave behind old habits and any lazy addiction to the evil that deceives and snares us. When we repent, we allow God to pour his unconditional mercy into our souls. Quite simply, Lent is a time when we should ask ourselves, is there anything in our lives that is more important to me than God? From the prophet Ezekiel, "As I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?" And from the prophet Isaiah, "Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool." Our second exercise is to believe in the gospel. Believing in the gospel means that we trust Jesus enough to do his will. We trust Jesus enough to do his will. It means that our belief is expressed with our decisions, not just our words. When we say, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," we must be willing to seek God's will for our life and do our best to live it out. It involves living out our baptism with a deeper commitment. Every year during the Lenten season, we are presented with a similar question. It's not a question of whether we are sinners or not. We know that we are. It's not a question of whether the timing is right for our busy lives or whether we are too old or too young to begin. God has given time to each and every one of us. The question for all of us is, will we embark on a journey this Lent? And at the end of these 40 days, where will we find ourselves in our relationship with the God of love? As we move through Lent, Will we be drawn into a deeper communion with our Savior, who personally calls us to repent and believe in the gospel?